the whole world addicted to the drama.
I'll tell you one thing that's wrong with the world. All the freaking billionaires standing with Donald Trump's family at the inauguration. That's one big freaking problem in this world. We're going to do everything about it to solve it with you together right here on the Civic Media Radio Network every single day. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show. You can find me here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 2 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. You can find our old episodes on Spotify and Apple Pods. We've got them at the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us. You can listen, of course, on the Civic Media app, on your local Civic Media talk radio station, and of course, on the Civic Media website. So check us out every day because we love having these great conversations. Jim from Brookfield, I promised that you would be up next. We're talking about this inauguration. What popped out to you, Jim, from this morning's celebration, if you can even call it that?
Celebration. Well, thank you, Maggie. Good afternoon. Wow. Thank you for playing those comments from our newly sworn in president as nauseating, inaccurate, and blatant falsehoods that they are. It only shows that we are in for a very rough time. I had 4 years, and I'm very grateful for Civic Media and all the great shows that will provide not only a reality check, but also an outlet to voice some frustration and to talk common sense with rational thinking people who aren't billionaires. So I do appreciate that. But one thing that really jumped out was when the first clip he played, when he blatantly bashed his predecessor, Joe Biden, who's sitting within feet of him, and all the work that Joe Biden did in the last 4 years to help this country, for a man to get up, a newly sworn in president, to get up and stand within feet of him and say blatant falsehoods about the state of this country, I find that totally appalling and offensive. And all you have to do is go back to when Jimmy Carter was sworn in president, 1977, after he won the 76th election. Go back and look at history. The first thing he did during his inauguration address was to thank his predecessor, Gerald Ford, for the work he did helping this country get through the Watergate mess and out of Vietnam and whatnot. And he actually paused and went over and shook his hand. And those two former presidents remained friends throughout their lives. Yes. But Jimmy Carter actually thanked Gerald Ford and paused and went over and acknowledged him. Can you imagine Donald Trump doing that? I mean, come on, what has this world come to? And I just hope these 4 years go by as quickly as possible and damage control down the road, you know, long term, can come back to normal. But thank you for playing those clips. I wouldn't call it a celebration, but it's just a red light, a warning light of what's to come.
Yes, I agree, Jim. Donald Trump is a crass ass with no class. And you can send that one to the bank. At any given moment when he has an opportunity to demonstrate some graciousness, it just won't happen. Nope. His brand is punching down. That is who Donald Trump is. And it's a shame. Before we take our last calls, Cardi, I wanted to get this last bit of sound in because I call it the pay-to-play quote from the inauguration. The pay-to-play quote. Here is Donald Trump saying thank you to Elon Musk in no uncertain terms. Cardi, this is going to be cut 18. Let's let her rip.
And we will pursue our manifest destiny into the stars, launching American astronauts to plant the stars and stripes on the planet Mars. Ambition.
We can cut the rest of it off. Elon Musk freaks out. So he says our manifest destiny to plant the stars and stripes on the planet Mars with the two billionaires with the penis rockets right behind him. One of those billionaires with $15 billion plus in government contracts. freaking believable. Yes, Elon Musk had a little dance celebration, was like slapping high fives, because it's like, hey, thanks for all your money and support and for buying one of the world's biggest communication platforms and slamming it full of hate speech and vile tech bro nonsense to help support my reelection campaign. Here you go. I'll commit the United States to spending trillions to get us to Mars and, you know, a few more billion in contracts for you, my friend, while you're in charge of the Department on Government Efficiency, because that makes a whole lot of sense. No. Mark from Prairie du Sac, your thoughts on the debacle this morning.
Hail Hydra. I mean, it is just ridiculous that what is coming out of this man's mouth. And that I saw one of the, I didn't watch the speech, and I've been looking at some of the comments that they're saying, well, Donald Trump didn't put his hand on the Bible, you know, and, you know, Mr. Yeah, Judge Robertson may insist his hand could place on the Bible. There's nothing in the Constitution about the Bible, your hand being placed on. You take the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, which means support the Constitution of the United States. And perhaps Donald Trump needs to have somebody standing behind him, like the old Romans when they gave them a triumph. It was a servant behind them saying, remember thou art mortal. And it was, I can't remember the Latin phrase now. But Trump needs to understand that he is just another mortal man, and that...
Yeah, he is no king. There is no gilded palace. There is only the people's house. And he would do well to remember that. I'm afraid he won't, as he doles out all the goodies to his billionaire bros standing with his family at the inauguration. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Colin Sieberer of the Center for American Progress Action Fund about which of your rights is Donald Trump coming for first. You're not going to want to miss my discussion with Colin. That's up next.